Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 23. Here is the extracted text from the image became material to determine what time this English Ave car reached Broad Street on the day of the murder. The motorman, Matthews, and the conductor swore that on that day, the English Ave car reached Broad Street at 12:07. The court permitted this and other like testimony to be introduced, tending to discredit their statements that the car was on schedule time that day. In doing this, the court erred for the fact that the English Admiral car was ahead of time, as much as 4 minutes on other days did not indicate that it was ahead of time on the day of the murder. 89. J.J.J. Because the court erred over the objection of the defendant that the same was irrelevant and immaterial and prejudicial to defendant, in permitting the witness W.D. Owens to testify as follows. I run on what is known as Route 8, White City to Howell Station, for the Georgia Railway and Power Company. We were due in town at 12:05. My schedule is ahead of the Cooper Street and English Ave Tirai-Zirai. Scheduled 2 minutes, I have known the English Ave and Cooper Street car to get to the junction of Marietta and Broad Streets ahead of my car. The English Ave car is due there at 12:07. My schedule at 12:05. I have known the English Ave car to get there as much as 2 minutes ahead of time. That would make the English Ave car 4 minutes ahead of time. I have known this to occur after April 26th. I don't know whether it OC occurred prior to that time. The court permitted this testimony over the objection before stated, and in doing so, erred for the reasons stated. This was prejudicial to the defendant because it tended to show that at times other than on the day of the murder, the English Ave car, which on that day was run by the witness motorman Matthews, had reached Marietta and Broad Streets 4 minutes ahead of time. It became material to determine what time this English Ave car reached Broad Street on the day of the murder. The motorman, Matthews, and the conductor swore that on that day, the English Ave car reached Broad Street at 12:07. The court permitted this and other like testimony to be introduced, tending to discredit their statements that the car was on schedule time that day. In doing this, the court erred for the fact that the